Good, good.
Yeah.
What do you know?
What do you know?
Glorious day, man. Glorious day. What do you got? Questions?
Nice
answers? It is, yeah, yeah. You know, working it in slow, but nice to be back out there with the guys.
What's the process been like for you, and what kind of steps are you trying to take here as you get ready for the season?
You know, just trying to make sure that I can go out there and get as much done without actually, you know, going through a lot of the physical end of it. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, can't just jump right back into it given what, you know, surgery I had in the off season. And, you know, so right now a lot of it's mental, you know, but trying to keep the, you know, the physical side of it going to what extent I can, and then hopefully be out there going full tilt sooner than later.
Has the delay from the layover, from the strike or whatever you want to call it, has that impacted you at all a little bit, or what do you say?
No, you know what, I think, and I think most guys are in the same boat, you know, we had care that, you know, we looked into during this time, knowing that we were going to go into this uncertainty. So, from a rehab standpoint, you know, sure, it wasn't like what we've had in the past, but, you know, for guys that have been there and had a few of these, you know, and kind of know the protocol, it was pretty straightforward.
Are you anxious? How anxious are you to start the physical part?
About as much as you can be, you know. I mean, I think the time that we had off, I think for a lot of guys, especially guys that have been in this game for a while, you kind of, not that we took it for granted, but to be able to come back out here and do what we love to do, do what we've done for the majority of our lives, I mean, this is where we should be. You know, this is where we need to be. It's nice to be back.
Matt, you talked about the mental part. Is coming back after missing, I don't know, a week, whatever, has anything changed? I mean, is it essentially, because there wasn't the off season to retool things, the same offense as you left it in?
No, I mean, I think we switch things up a little bit here and there. You know, obviously our concepts are pretty much the same, but we game plan a lot. I mean, I think you guys know that, you know, we don't stick with one thing and one thing only. So, you know, there's always change you have to go through. There's different guys, different positions, guys you got to work with, guys you got to get comfortable with. So, you know, that's what this time is all about, trying to get used to all that.
What did you think of Nate's performance the other night? Do you take the mentorship role where you sit down and say, you know what, this could have been a little better?
Well, you know what, I obviously watch, you know, that position. You know, look, Nate's a big guy, you know, physically gifted and hard to get around just due to his size. And, you know, I think he's shown really good, you know, footwork. He came in, he knew the system, he knew the offense. He's a smart guy. So, you know, I think he played pretty well. Again, you know, it's not my job to rate him, but at the end of the day, you know, I think he's hanging pretty well with that first group.
What do you think, JJ, just a little, what do you think of the game day HGH testing that is kind of moving?
You know, there's not been anything finalized on that yet. I mean, obviously it's something that they fought hard for. It's what they wanted. You know, obviously nobody's opposed to making sure the players are playing this game the right way and everything's legit. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's what's best, you know, what makes the most sense. And, you know, I think they're working hard at figuring out what that process will be. And it's something new. Something new always takes a little bit, you know, a little bit of time to get used to.
You know, Matt, Bill was asked today about signing you after drafting a tackle in the first round. And he said you guys talked, kind of came to an understanding, and then you signed. What was the understanding? What kind of talks did you guys have before you signed?
Most of it was transcendental meditation. And I can't really get into a whole lot of that, but it was pretty deep. Maharishi Mahayogi, you should look into that. It's pretty deep. I don't want to get too stuck on all that. No, we, you know, look, I'm like anything else. You go through a process, and you know, that time in any guy's career is one that you gotta make some serious decisions, and you know, you gotta understand both sides' expectations. And you know, look, I mean, Bill's always been straightforward. I mean, he kind of says it like it is. He doesn't hold anything back. So you know, I know what his expectations are of me, and you know, vice versa. So we're all good.
Did you speak of the meditation, or was it him speaking mostly of the meditation?
It's not really speaking. It's more of a humming. It's pretty, yeah. I'll get into it. A lot of candles. Kind of like hot yoga with singing in a choir and a band of midgets. But that's neither here nor there. I don't want to get into all that. It's awkward. Yeah. Yeah, we good? Good talk?
When you signed, you said that, you know, you hadn't been that excited to get back on the field in a long time. That was sort of delayed. Was it frustrating or tough, or how excited were you to finally pull your pads back on this morning?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this process was one that was the right way to do it. You know, I've had shoulders in the past, and you know, the protocol is kind of the same every time, so you want to feel how it goes. You want to get back after, you want to do some drills without the, you know, when you're hitting a live body, it's a whole lot different than hitting a bag. So better to kind of break it in easy than to blow something up on day one. So, and we've got a little bit of time here, and you know, hopefully, you know, sooner than later, like I said, I can go out there and do the full deal.